This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 27th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv basks under clear skies, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. In Haifa, temperatures remain mild, perfect for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, the US-backed Israel-Lebanon framework links the IDF pullout to Hezbollah's disarmament, aiming to end hostilities through direct talks. Also, the Times of Israel reports that US Senator Vance urges Iran to communicate directly if disagreements arise amid protests in Beirut over the Israel-Lebanon deal. Also this hour, JNS reports the United States has conducted strikes on Iranian military sites following a drone attack on a commercial vessel in the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, JTA notes Lebanon and Israel's signing of a framework agreement to end hostilities, with U.S. mediation highlighting the complex path ahead. And finally, Hezbollah supporters in Beirut protest the Israel-Lebanon agreement, showing regional tensions remain high. Here's what people are saying online. Alex Plitzas, a political commentator, posted just minutes ago about his upcoming appearance on CNN discussing the implications of the Lebanon-Israel agreement to disarm Hezbollah. Shanaka Anslem Pereira, an analyst, noted earlier today that despite recent U.S.-Iran tensions, the price of crude oil has surprisingly fallen below $70. Eyal Yacobi, an Israeli commentator, explained moments ago that neutralizing Hezbollah is a significant move against Iran's influence in the region. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S.-backed Israel-Lebanon framework. Ynet reports that the agreement involves direct talks aiming to restore Lebanese army control over certain zones. This is intended to disarm Hezbollah and facilitate an IDF pullout. The agreement could pave the way for a more stable border, but challenges remain. Turning to the U.S.-Iran tensions, the Times of Israel highlights that after a drone attack on a commercial vessel, the U.S. targeted Iranian missile and radar facilities. This action escalates tensions in the region. The move signals U.S. resolve to protect its interests in the vital Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Lebanon and Israel's framework agreement represents a significant diplomatic breakthrough, according to JTA. U.S. mediation by the Trump administration played a crucial role. However, Secretary of State Marco Rubio warns of the complex work that lies ahead. This agreement could potentially alter geopolitical dynamics in the Middle East. Turning to business and markets. First, according to Israel Hayom Business, despite challenges in the market, a new project in Herzliya Pituach is succeeding by focusing on selling office spaces. Separately, Walla Business reports that a new agreement will raise recovery fees in the private sector, affecting every worker's pocket in Israel. And finally, CTech discusses a statement from Yaron Levand of Zynga, who says AI is delivering efficiency gains in gaming, though it hasn't yet created anything new. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.